Yeah, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, the sunny side. How are you doing? It's 21 minutes past 12. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce Odechima Onyemowa. How are you doing? Hold on a second. So I'm not even sure why I'm happy. Well, there's much in the news to keep us a little sober and force us to become introspective and consider where we stand as a nation towards our joint unity, the liberty of all, security for all, and God help us, food for all. Really, at this point, it's as though we need to like take that as a national objective, add it to our national pledge, recite it every time to remind is that every Nigerian is deserving of food on a plate. Every Nigerian deserves food on a plate. Somehow, anyhow, hook or crook. Yeah. Every Nigerian deserves, maybe not crook, but, you know, every Nigerian deserves that. All right. Nnamdi Kanu. Yeah. So, you have no idea. I've been thinking seriously as to what could have happened. Apparently, because there's no detail to it, I have thoroughly considered whether... I mean, I think I've tried to probe what could have or how the process could have played out. Yeah? You're already aware that the government, you know, has been trying to have Nnamdi Kanu rearrested. Yeah? I'm going to share a little background with you. About June 18th, less than 2 weeks ago, the Northerners, there was a Northern Forum that put up a 100 million naira bounty on Nnamdi Kanu. You understand that. And then, you know, yesterday, report had it that he had been arrested. So I thought about that. I'm like, wait, you place 100 million naira bounty on someone, and then less than 2 weeks later, you know, he's arrested. Well, coincidence or... All right. Well, that's something I think we need to consider on one hand. On the other hand, you are aware, and maybe if you're not, I should tell you, that Nigerian separatist leader Nnamdi Kanu was located and brought back to Nigeria to face trial for terrorism. And this is actually according to Nigeria's Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami. He said this in a press conference Tuesday. How many minutes I got? Yeah? None? Okay. All right. Moving on. Kanu went missing when he failed to appear in court in 2015, and his whereabouts prior to the arrest wasn't known. So I want to see whether I can just go back a little bit and share with you pretty much what happened. Because I think it was in 2017 that I read a statement which he made. And if it's really worth anything, I think I'd like to reference that. Kanu said... So basically, I think maybe I should share with you what he believes to be his mission for Biafra. He says that the only way to solve the problem is a referendum. That is what his objective is. According to him, he says a referendum. All right, let's go into it. Kanu has been intercepted. He was brought back to Nigeria in order to continue facing trial after disappearing. All right. He was arrested in late 2015 after calling for a separate state for Biafra in southeast Nigeria. He was arrested in southeast Nigeria, the outlawed indigenous people of Biafra movement. He was detained again on Sunday. He is facing trial for charges that include terrorism, treasonable felony, managing an unlawful society, publication of defamatory matter, illegal possession of firearms, and improper importation of goods, amongst others. Now, pretty much given what has been happening in the Southeast, you have heard, because we have reported it, recent surge in attacks, you know, around police facilities, you know, number of police stations were attacked, security officials killed, and quite a number of, I mean, we've reported in different areas within the Southeast, incidents of whether attacks or killings, particularly killings. Yeah, killings. All right. Okay. So we're going to leave that there. And I did mention that he insisted that the solution to Biafra agitation will be conducting a referendum. This afternoon, I thought it would be necessary that we... So here it is. I think this issue of insecurity is something that maybe at this point in our collective point of view, we can agree to be top on priority, top on our priority. So the government certainly, according to their statements, say that they're working to deal with it. Nnamdi Kanu, as they say, is one of the issues that they have. And then I kept thinking, would he be a worthy candidate for amnesty? You know, I thought about it. Would he be a worthy candidate for amnesty? You know, I don't know what the judgment will be. Now he's detained until sometime in July. And between here and there, it's, well, people are going to have opinions. I've also been on the Interpol website. I want to find out whether he was on, the Interpol have this thing that they call, I need to find out that word again. So apparently you can get arrested and, look, I don't know that that's what happened, okay? You know, as a thinker, my mind runs riot once I need clarity on something. So apparently the Interpol have something that they call red notice. Yeah, red notice. So if you just go on Google, you can just Google that, red notice. And I wondered whether if a person was on Interpol's red notice, wouldn't they, you know, appear in court? An Interpol notice is an international alert circulated by Interpol to communicate information about crimes or criminals and threats by police in a member state to their counterparts around the world. Just basically that. So it's like an international police unit. Yeah. So I thought, well, is this Interpol's work? Like, I don't know. There's no answer for me just yet. And, you know, because there is no, we don't have an official report kind of trying to give us clarity. Well, here we are trying to shake our heads and see whether we can shake out something that looks like comprehension as to what could have led to it. But you know what we can do? We can let that lie low for now. I want to ask you, would Nnamdi Kanu qualify as a candidate for amnesty? And that's on one part. On the other hand, the government is working to tackle insecurity. Now Nnamdi Kanu has been arrested. Some of you are happy with that. Some of you unhappy with it. I don't even know your persuasions. But we're going to open up the telephone lines in a minute. I want to know what you have to say about it. How would you rate the government's work? And if you look at what has happened, you remember what happened on Twitter recently. And we had the Minister of Information say, well, Twitter took out the president's tweet and didn't take down Nnamdi Kanu's tweet. Until Nnamdi Kanu's tweet was eventually taken down, he felt that, well, Nnamdi Kanu had made Twitter, you know, his weapon to divide the nation. And in order to not allow that to happen, in order to prevent the unnecessary from occurring, they thought, well, it would be good to find this guy, have him checked, and then at least work towards the unity of the nation. So once again, the very subject of, well, the unity of the nation makes a comeback on the sunny side. So while the unity of the nation can be said to be the objective, the question now is, how would you rate the government's workings as far as insecurity is concerned? You think they're doing well? They need to be, you know, a lot more proactive? Because Nnamdi Kanu down, yeah, banditry to go. Because there's still banditry. There's still people who are being killed. And yesterday when I heard it, I was like, oh, well, very good then. But I remember when we spoke about, you know, banditry kidnapping happening in Boko Haram, you know, pretty much just combing towns. And the military trying to do everything that they can. And they say, well, we're on ground and we're working, we're fighting, we're willing to defend this nation. But I realized that, well, it would appear that it was a lot quicker to have Nnamdi Kanu arrested than it was to get Shekau. And I thought, okay, maybe there are complexities to this that we don't understand. Yeah, well, yeah, report has it that Shekau, you know, is dead. It's one of many times that we have heard that he is dead. So we hope he doesn't, you know, come back from the dead again, like a White Walker. All right. So it's a 2-in-1 question. On one hand, would Nnamdi Kanu qualify for amnesty, in your opinion? Remember that the government, in order to try to curb what would be said to be insecurity that has, you know, that starts to, that has been threatening the nation, they thought, well, one way would be soft approach. Get these guys to understand that the nation needs to be together. Give them some things. Some things like education, foreign education, give them money. See how you can help them. Not just give them money, well, give them amnesty. Tell them that, look, if you give up this craziness, we can have you reoriented and put back in society, and you can be a part of society, and together we can work this nation out. That was an approach the government, a sacrifice the government was willing to make in order to bring about security in this nation. Well, yeah. Nnamdi Kanu a threat? Absolutely. Does he qualify for amnesty? 0700-993-993-993. Plus, rate the performance of the government as far as insecurity goes. You think they're working hard? Not hard enough? Good. Well, this is the pace. This is the spirit. Go get it, government. We're pleased with your working. Or do you disagree with anything that they're doing? Let's hear the opinions right here on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
It's been a while.
I'm happy
you're
here.
My name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche.
I'm calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much.
Now, very quickly, let me address the two issues you've raised. Now, Joyce, when you talk about amnesty, if it's deserving of that, I'd like us to look at that critically. What are the terms, or on what terms will he be asking for amnesty? Is it to ask for amnesty and say, oh, you are forgiven? He goes back home, the same injustice, the same nepotism, the same, you know, partiality that he's been agitating against continues.
Okay.
And then at that point, he can't talk again because he's been forgiven, in quotes, and then we'll continue on that same path. So for me, it's not about amnesty. It's about addressing the fundamentals. Look, I'm not for violence. I don't advocate violence. I may not like his approach to issues, but let's get this straight. What that young man is fighting for, is it a just cause?
In your opinion, do you think it's just?
It's a just cause, Joyce.
Okay.
It's a just cause. And it's not just about the people from the Southeast. The South, you see, on this platform, one of your guests, I hope Sheriff is listening, one Alexa or whatever he calls himself, came on air and made all kinds of statements. And he's supposed to be a Southerner. The truth of the matter is that the injustice in the South is alarming.
Okay.
Where do we start from? The South provides the resources this country depends on. The South controls the media. The South provides the technology. Everything is from the South, and yet we have been subjugated, humiliated, and degraded. And when we speak out, people say no. Joyce,
okay.
A boy or a girl from Enugu, Anambra, Ogun, Osun, Lagos, must go 130, 135 to get into a unity school in Nigeria. The same boy from Adawa needs to score only 12 from Yobe, 2, to get into unity school. Do you call that a country? Is that equity? Is that fairness? Is that justice? At the end of the day, that boy who scores 2 will score 80 to get into a university, and then he will graduate somehow and become a minister. While a man who has struggled in the Southeast, in the Southwest, in the Southwest, will be there jobless. And you call that a country? And when somebody speaks out, nobody thinks that he's saying the right thing. Gumi is roaming all over the place, romancing with criminals, bandits. He's being celebrated by his people. Nobody has called him for questioning. And you talk about amnesty, you talk about fairness.
All right.
Look, for me, I have always said it. This country is not working.
All
it
right.
will never work as long as we maintain the status quo. And it is sad when my fellow Southerners will come on air and call and justify the nonsense happening. Today it is Nnamdi Kanu. Tomorrow it may be Sunday Igbowo. Next tomorrow it could be somebody else. Yet we still believe that this is a country that we should celebrate and that the status quo should remain. It's a shame.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Benjamin, you're here. Benjamin from Ikoyi. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for your information and updating us on what is happening in our country, Nigeria. Since yesterday, the news broke out, some people are happy, some people are not happy. My own advice, I'm a really typical Igbo man, and I experienced a civil war, and I don't want such a thing to happen again.
Okay.
That's why we are crying. The youth are crying what is happening in the Southeast. They are marginalized. Everybody knows that. Even the Hausas are the same page with Igbos. Yorubas are the same page with Igbos. Arresting Nnamdi Kanu is not the talk of the town. That's to make peace is what we need.
Okay.
Shehu Gumi is rolling around the world, around the Nigeria, sharing the same message with the bandits. Sheikh Meti Alaman is there. Those people that are making inciting statements in Nigeria are still here, running around. I listened to the interview in which they granted Sheikh Gumi, in which he explained that he went to the forest with some of the people, so-called representatives in Nigerian Senate and the reps and the security agencies. Why can't they arrest those people up to today? They are now clapping. They are clapping for them. They have arrested Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu have followers more than billions all over the world. And they have went around how many countries in order to shout for the referendum. If the government of Nigeria want peace to reign, let him handle Nnamdi Kanu with cautions. And it come into the round table to make peace. Niger Delta are there. Other peoples are there. If you kill Nnamdi Kanu today, there are people that are worse than Nnamdi Kanu. That's my own advice. They should take cautions and make peace reign in Nigeria.
So you're not sure whether he deserves amnesty or not, by your judgment?
Nnamdi Kanu is the one that we call people, his followers, to another.
Okay. Okay.
If they want peace to reign, he's the one that we have to dialogue with Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu will talk to his followers, and there will be peace.
All right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. How would you rate the government's work so far as insecurity goes? Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you very much. Sister, the problem of Southeast since 1970, after the war, only what Southeast have gotten was second Niger Bridge that they have been promising before they bombed my papa 1942. Please, let anybody stop telling me about second Niger Bridge. More than 20 brothers from the Hausas are passing there. Only what is passing from the second Niger Bridge is human being from the Southeast, Moto Pass and Oboroko. So let them implement the 3 R's, integration, rehabilitation, and reconstruction. What has we gained? Some people are celebrating Nnamdi Kanu. After my papa was born, Nnamdi Kanu is my papa. Whether he's alive, but let me tell you, Sister Joy, I swear with my blood that this ideology must continue. This ideology must continue.
Okay,
do
you appreciate the government for the work that they are doing as far as insecurity goes?
Auntie, why are you telling me that I appreciate the government, that I'm buying 1 pint of curry, 1,005? What do you say? My people cannot go for farm. I appreciate the government that I go and collect somebody where they are abroad, say arrest them, and they cannot arrest people that have killed more than 10,000 Nigerian soldiers. My two brothers in army died in Boko Haram fight.
Do you think Nnamdi Kanu is worthy of amnesty?
Auntie, Nnamdi Kanu is not, you know, send Nigerian government, whether you give him amnesty. Give our youth job. Give me reintegration.
Yeah.
Give me quota system. Give me everything. Reintegrate me as a human being. Don't reintegrate me as animal. Don't do me carry Tukano, Konde Tukano. Children, and then, say you are looking for ESN security. You are using harassment to kill my people. When Nnamdi Kanu bring ESN, you say you are arresting him, but you are not talking about anything. I'm dodging Igbo youth.
Thank you. Stop. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. How are you doing? Hello.
Hello, Joy.
Yeah, good afternoon. Tell us your name. Speak up and speak quickly.
Okay. My name is Evelyn.
Thank you.
I'm happy to call in today on your show.
I'm glad you called in.
Okay, yeah. So basically, the question isn't even about if Nnamdi Kanu deserves amnesty, because it is not about him. It's about a group of people seeking, or maybe propagating an idea. So even if you grant him amnesty or not, it doesn't make the idea to die.
You're not even attempting to answer the question. I don't even suppose that you have a superior position. I will appreciate it if you at least try to answer the question. Remember, bandits are getting amnesty. That is something you should compare that with.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it doesn't, even if you give him amnesty, it doesn't take away the roots of the matter. It doesn't take away the main agitation of the people, because Nnamdi Kanu is just one individual.
Yeah.
So are you going to grant amnesty to every other person who is saying, oh, we want this one?
Does he deserve it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, even if he deserves it, I'm not sure he wants it.
Okay.
That's the truth. Okay. Yeah. So basically, what I'm saying is, the government should address squarely what these people are agitating for. And then when you look at it, you always propagate that if people, maybe a couple or a husband and wife are in a relationship and the relationship isn't working,
mm-hmm.
it's best for them to go their separate ways. So if we are in this union and it's not working, I think the best thing to do is to come back to the table, negotiate, okay, why is this not working? What can we do better? If we can't do anything better, can we just
move do you on? Think the government is doing quite you think the government is doing a great job of, you know, dealing with this concern of insecurity? At least now Nnamdi Kanu down, banditry to go. You think the government is doing something fantastic?
The government is obviously not doing anything. I mean, this isn't even about security. This is about the government. This is about an ethnic fight. Because if you're talking about insecurity, we've had, before Nnamdi Kanu started, and maybe started with all these insecurities in the East and all of that, there has been insecurity in the North, and the government has not deemed it fit to build a fire on these people or the bandits or the Boko Haram. So it's not an insecurity fight.
Well, thank
to be
you.
There with you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side, my friend. Welcome if you have just tuned in. How are you?
Yes. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. See, he deserves more than amnesty. Nnamdi Kanu, I don't see him as a terrorist. The people I see as terrorists are roaming the streets. They are boasting that they are killing soldiers. I'm very sure you've seen that video. Maybe you've not seen it. I just want to ask you, did you see the video of the man, of the terrorist boasting killing military men?
No, I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Police were there and they were interviewing him. People were clapping for him.
No, you're playing.
No, I'm not playing. No. The video is trending now. I'm surprised you've not seen it.
No, I've not. How dare he?
Fulani, yes. From that side. He was boasting.
When you say the tribe, I think I understand what your reference point. But you know, like, these are people who the country is trying to deal with.
These are just bad eggs amongst us. Gumi roaming about. He has not been arrested. I don't know where Nigeria is going to. If they like, they should end Nnamdi's kind of life. I'm very sure Igbos will rise up and I see a war coming very soon.
Yeah, so that's... Well, hold on a second. Exactly that. We're trying to prevent that from happening.
Yes. With the rate at which they are going, they don't care.
How are they going? The government, they say that, you know, we want to deal with insecurity. Well, Nnamdi Kanu...
So dealing with Nnamdi Kanu now is the insecurity.
Well, don't you think so?
Maybe you should go online. Go and check that video. Gumi himself is a terrorist. He should be arrested. Honestly.
Why do you say he's a terrorist? He hasn't terrorized anybody.
He's a fake terrorist.
No, wait.
What I'm saying is, he's going inside to interview terrorists.
Why do you say he's a terrorist? He hasn't.
Because he's going inside to interview terrorists with DSS, with military men.
I mean, if you saw me interviewing a terrorist, you wouldn't say I was a terrorist, would you?
You are not going to support what they are doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He is supporting what they are doing. He is boldly saying that they are kidnapping children, students. What kind of thing is that? I'm very sure if it was one Igbo man doing this, if Gumi was an Igbo man, he would have been arrested and jailed, even without going to court.
Is it possible that maybe Gumi is trying to convey to us what they're saying? Is that
he is one of them.
Well, come on. I mean, you can't quite put it like that. Because you can't quite put it like that. Let me tell you why.
Oh God.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me see what I can suggest something to you. Because he has not been caught in the act of kidnapping. So according to him, he's saying, well, these are people I can relate with. Let me see whether I can talk to them. At least that's what he says. So if that's anything to judge, he's saying, well, I'm trying to let you know what they're saying. This is their pain. This is their anger.
Are you agreeing to what Gumi is saying?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that, well, that's what he said.
Is he saying the right thing?
No, saying
they are not killing. No.
Did he say that they're not killing? He said
they are kidnapping students, that IPOB are the ones killing.
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, I think you just need to search for that video of the terrorist that saying he was killing military men. Well, and nothing has been done to that place.
And you say that Nnamdi Kanu deserves amnesty?
Way more than that. What? If they like, they should end his life. I just think these people
It's okay. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The security of this nation. I really think on one hand, I'm grateful for how passionate you bring your angles to the table this afternoon. And I think I'm here for it. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
How are you doing?
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
I think so much injustice in this country.
Why do you say so?
A couple of weeks ago, a leader of a militant group was declared wanted. Tom Polo, only for this same government to delegate Akpabio to meet with him about a week ago.
Yeah.
In the same country.
Mm-hmm.
And Nnamdi Kanu isn't the reason why we have food crisis in this country.
Okay.
Isn't the reason why the price of dollar is high.
Okay.
So you get, fine, it is a victory to the Buhari admin.
Yeah.
That's one of the admin's enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Nigeria is enemy.
Yeah.
That means enemy was being arrested.
Okay.
A victory to them. But it still doesn't solve the insecurity in the land. Just yesterday, a lawmaker was killed in Zamfara while his son was abducted. Just yesterday, a lawmaker who has security outfit with him was killed. How much more you and I, Joyce? The rate of insecurity is so high.
Do you think Nnamdi Kanu deserves amnesty?
Amnesty or no amnesty, Joyce, the way the issue is now, he should be dialogued with, I'm to say. The issue should be addressed. What Nnamdi Kanu is representing is an ideology. It's way beyond him. So you get.
Yeah.
Even if he's being killed or whatever, the ideology still lives. The issues are still unresolved.
Okay.
So if the issues remains unresolved, The ideology will thrive.
All right.
So until the issues being raised,
discussed, and dealt with,
sure you get, until it is being resolved.
Yeah.
Okay. And thousands of people will rise, even if it is being held behind bars till eternity. It is an ideology.
Well, thank you.
And I think yesterday gave reasons why he escaped. He gave a genuine reason. We all knew what happened in 2017
mm-hmm.
when military personnel invaded his home, killed some of his members. You also saw the video. A lot of video came up. All the government told us was they are going to investigate. Up to this moment, we don't know how many people died in that attack. And you expect a same person to stay behind, firing his shoes. I fled as well too.
Wow.
So it is commonsensical for him to have flee back then. Else he would have been killed. And the excuse would have been probably wanted to escape. We all saw the video now. I don't know if you saw any of the video back then.
No, I was on Cool FM. Our lives different.
Joyce,
our reality.
You can still Google.
No, of course. Absolutely. Well, now I'm on Nigeria Info. I'm forced to now Google stuff I would normally not care about.
Some members from Southeast.
So are you saying, but do you appreciate what the government is doing? Will you say, well, this is a step in the right direction?
It is not, Joyce. They're only after those who speak against their government. What they did to Nnamdi Kanu was what this same body did in 1984. I don't know if you read about it. Umaru Diko.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The same way it's played out. So Buhari is known for this.
Okay.
I know the excuses probably you'd give, and you know.
Well, you know what? Our assumptions are really what they are. We can only just speak on something and then allow the story evolve, and then we pick up from there, all right? I think so far you've done a good job. Thank you. I have Abdullahi on the telephone from Ikeja, first time caller. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
We're happy to have you here.
My name is Abdullahi.
Go ahead.
From Ikeja.
Thank you.
Yeah, my take on this is that what I see is that the Nigerian government are not fair with Easterners.
Oh.
In fact, I'm not from that side, I'm from Northwest. But the issue here is there are some things that even lead to Nnamdi Kanu agitation. So was that thing addressed? The answer is, I don't know whether no or yes.
I mean, if it were a yes, I don't know we would be here. So it's a clear
to
no.
Me, to me, it's no.
Yeah.
The issue was not addressed. Because what even lead to him to even call for this agitation, to me, it was not fair from federal government. And secondly, there was some months ago that the United Arab Emirates sent, I think it was not six or four people that sponsoring Boko Haram in Nigeria. Joy,
yeah.
I can ask you now, do you know the name of those people?
Yeah.
Have they arrested?
Oh, we haven't heard anything since then. Yeah, of course, yeah. We haven't heard anything since then.
I don't know. Okay, Sheogumi, whatever they call him. I watched him live interview by Sheogumi on
Channel television.
When Sheogumi was asking him that, okay, now all these people that are coming, they call them unknown men or gunmen, or bad entry, killing people. Federal government is there that they don't know them, but how right or how do you have contact with them? And he has shown that who told you that federal government did not know? He told Shegu that those people that you were them. He said federal government. Shegu said federal government know where those people stay. He said he did go there alone.
I think I'm going to play that audio so people really understand what you're referring to.
Yes, he said he not go there alone. He didn't go with some politician and some security agency to that place. He said if the federal government said that they don't know those people, they are lying. So that is why I earlier said that federal government are not fair.
Do you think Nnamdi deserves amnesty? We'll have to go off on a break. I want to see if I can extract something out of you. Do you think he deserves amnesty? The same way, you know, the bandits have been granted amnesty, at least offered amnesty.
Sure, not only amnesty, you even need to give them what they want.
Oh. Okay.
They deserve to get what they want.
All right.
That is the way to go. If not, let me assure you today, even though they kidnapped the Kanu today, it does not stop what they are agitating for. You do not stop.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. When we come back, I'll play that audio for you, and then the conversation can further from there. We'll be right back.
Nobody invited me for questioning or any arrest. I can categorically say that. But since when I venture into the forest, I go there with full security, with the police, with the knowledge of the SS, with the government officials, with the traditional rulers, and with the Fulani leaders. I never went alone. So all along, I've been doing it with the government, and there is no any difference between us and the authority. So people should have their peace.
Let's cover the car.
Yes.
No problem. You know.
Eric Gumi tells you have your peace, and that's something Jesus would do. When Jesus would say something like, peace be still. Well, we're off on a break to bring you the headlines. When we return, this conversation fires through. 99.3 Nigeria Info is just about a few seconds before it's 1 p.m. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Look, forgive me. This is a serious issue, but it was the way he said it. People should have their peace. And I remember I read somewhere in Jeremiah 8:11. Yeah, Jeremiah 8:11. Can you point it to me? They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious, saying peace, peace, where there is no peace. I mean, it's. I think it's something to say peace, have your peace. But look at it. This is even a conversation because insecurity is a situation. It's hard for you to say, for you to give us peace when really peace is what we want and we're looking for it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The complexity of this is really, it really begs probing with some sensibility. Now Nnamdi Kanu has been arrested. I want to know how you would judge the government's efforts towards dealing with insecurity, and you must compare how, you know, their you must compare their methods. You know, you must look at their methods, because how again do you judge a person if not by the method of their action? So you look how they have performed in time past, in the present, and what you think their actions today would determine for us as a people in the future. Nnamdi Kanu is arrested. I want to know how you think about, what do you think about that? Do you think he's worthy of amnesty? Yeah, because bandits have, you know, been offered that. I want to know whether you think there's a difference between him and pretty much those who've been offered amnesty, or you think he's deserving of it. I want to know that. And how do you judge government's efforts? Well, yeah, welcome to the show if you have just tuned in. This is 99.3. We are Nigeria Info. Nnamdi Kanu is facing trial for alleged treason and was granted bail in April of 2017 by a federal high court sitting in Abuja, but he skipped bail after flouting all the conditions given to him by the court, including a ban on public speaking. Yeah. But we have had to, you know, we've heard other people who do not necessarily, who have not had a ban on public speaking. Yeah, and these are people whom you say, well, we're dealing with insecurity, but his voice is being heard. And maybe rightly so, because when we hear their voices, we know what they're thinking, because through their speaking, they tell us what's in their heart. Well, Nnamdi Kanu was actually banned from public speaking. Subsequently, he went into hiding to reappear in Israel about 2 weeks later. Yeah. So far, the government has given, you know, no further information as to, you know, how we landed here. But as far as insecurity goes, I want to know what you think is happening and how you think it should happen for there to be a great, successful Nigeria tomorrow. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Okay.
Your name is Abelkart, yeah?
Yes, Dr. Moshi. Okay, I want to align my thoughts with Remy and your first caller, Ushe, and the other guy. And I want to add, Joyce, Sheikh Gumi is the diplomat for the bandits. Sheikh Gumi is our technocrat, so to say, is our spokesman to the bandits. Then Nnamdi Kanu is a tyrant, is a spokesman for the terrorist group, so to say. I begin to wonder, just like we begin to see how this nepotism and everything plays out. I video wish Remy pointed out that this guy was speaking boldly. He was speaking with audacity that he killed, he dealt with Nigerian ministries, Nigerian soldiers. And nothing happened. You see this guy, they were laughing. And we say we're in the country, we're fighting insecurity.
Do you think Nnamdi deserves amnesty?
Like Richard said, I also, what is the amnesty all about? This guy, he had for injustice that is in the land, and there is no round table discussion on how to make the country work. And we are talking about amnesty like the Niger Delta, or the one Segumi is asking for the banditism for the Fulani guys. What is amnesty all about? The government are not doing what is right, and they
are. Oh wait, are you saying that you don't appreciate what the government is doing as far as insecurity goes?
Yes.
It's a yes or a no.
Is far below what we expected it to
be. All right, my friend. So you don't support it? It's beyond the conversation of amnesty, you say. Thank you. Vixen is here, Nigeria Info. First time caller, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
I always love your show.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, in fact, he's so educated, so academically inclined.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, in the analysis of Nnamdi Kanu and his group, I am not a member of IPOP, but as a citizen of this country and as an adult, educated, I read papers, I go on the internet to search. We have failed in a good narrative of how this issue started. And I think that is why we normally have our cases prolonged when there is issues. IPOP, when they started, they were carrying flags and they were being shot and killed. And it was not done on Nigeria journalists to give that in publicity so that those that are killing them will stop. The issue of him jumping bail, there is no one highlighting that the armies took trucks and guns and invaded his father's house. And it was from there he escaped. The narrative that is being coming from the journalists that he was granted bail and he escaped and reappeared in Israel. What happened? The issue of the invasion of his father's house and the killing of people are never mentioned. So, you know, sometimes we have to beat a child with the right hand and use left hand and draw him.
I'm actually glad that you mentioned it. So, yeah, you can build your story on that. Thank you for that.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm glad that you mentioned it so you can build your story on that. You can build your point on that. Yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is this. As Nigerians, I will like the government to treat the issue of Nnamdi Kanu, one, and the issue of the Southeast region. Because from what he said, he was a baby when the Afghan war was fought. So what happened that after 15 years, this issue of Biafra resurfaced again?
Yeah.
So there is something that is propelling this agitation, and the government should look into it, because if Nnamdi Kanu goes today and these issues are not treated, maybe in the next 15 years, there will be somebody worse than Nnamdi Kanu, because Njuku is gone, but there is Nnamdi Kanu. Nobody knows who will come after Nnamdi Kanu if these issues are not treated. I remember I was a kid. My father told me what happened in the Biafran War. We lost about 6 people, his children, during that war. And that led to his early demise. My father died as a result of the shock. But there are some issues he told me, like the issue of abandoned property. My father had 3 buildings in Port Harcourt. He lost all. And that led to his death. So when there is 3R, restructure, reconstruction, and reintegration, the Igbos, in a very logical terms, have not been integrated into Nigeria after the Civil War. Okay, I had a police case some time ago. The moment I spoke Igbo, the man became angry with me, as if I'm not a Nigerian. I called him, I said, come, I'm a Nigerian citizen. This is my passport. If there is issue between me and another person, you should settle it as a Nigerian, not taking side because I'm not speaking your language and I'm an Igbo man. So you see, these things, we encounter it one way or the other. And this is what is fueling this crisis and agitation. So the government should call for a dialogue, whether with the governors, whether with the political elite, whether with the IPOB, whether with Nnamdi Kanu. There should be settlement. They should not harm that young man. If they do, it will not be good.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate your contribution. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We're glad to have you here. Welcome, Ezekiel.
Yeah, how are you, Joyce?
Thank you very much. I'm good.
Joyce, is good to be very influential, I must tell you. And I can tell you that when someone is a talk of the town on a particular ideology, it will tell you that the person is being glorified by God. You see, a society that is void of equity, fairness, and justice, all these things can never be wanted. Now, that guy, that man, Nnamdi Kanu, I love him so much. I follow every beat of his, you know, broadcast anytime I'm opportune. And it's no surprise to me that as of today, he's been pardoned in the court because he has been saying it, that he's not afraid to come down to Nigeria. And let me tell you, for a note, and let people that want to know, let them know. That man you are seeing is an intelligentsia. Before he leaves where he is to where they actually got him, he knows that, yes, there is something that could eventually transpire. And let me tell you, there is nothing they can do to him. Like someone said before, that Buhari is used, regardless of what he might be used to. And let me tell you, if anything untoward is being perpetrated, it's not going to even last like that of, like what your last caller said, maybe in the next 50 years. There is nothing like that. It's going to be immediate. So the point remains that, who on what justification? But Joy, it's an understatement to use the word amnesty.
Well, that you know, I'm saying, because you know how a number of groups have been accused for, you know, maybe banditry or terrorism. For example, IPOB is terrorism in the north. It's banditry. They've been given amnesty.
Joyce,
doesn't Nnamdi deserve amnesty?
Sure, Joyce. All those people you are comparing, as in this
it's
man
not a comparison as much as it's more like a reference.
This group are very formidable. How are you saying?
What's your
point?
Do
you know what it means for someone in the place to declare that they should not be going out on the specific day and their governors on seat? Do you know what it means?
Well, that's the details of it. Now that he has been arrested, well, the government has him. I want to know whether you think he deserves to be a free man.
He won't be a free man.
You know what I mean. You know, free without cuffs and free to walk the streets.
Joyce, let me tell you. I've just told you, when someone is the talk of the town, is to let you know that he's glorified. There is nothing they can do to him. I'm telling you, but let me tell you, what is agitating for will come to reality. Mark it, take it or you leave it. Your abomination or the African nation will come to be.
You have to understand that the government wants unity in the country. You're not listening to me. I want to know whether you even appreciate what the government is doing as far as unity goes and trying to deal with insecurity. Can you speak
They've
on that?
They've done nothing. But, okay, is it Nnamdi that makes people to be buying the least commodity that people really give attention to, Gary, for 1,005?
Well, yeah.
For 1,005 per crate? Well, come on, don't let us talk about the thing. Let's balance equations. Sheikh Gumi should have been jailed for now.
Why? I mean, why do you think killing solves anything?
Do you know what, George? Go and make research. I've been able to hear so many things about Sheikh Gumi. His father, he's stolen his father's past.
Well, look, I don't care for his father, not even right now. I just want to know whether you think the government is doing something about security we should want to applaud them for, and should Nnamdi be given amnesty the same way it's been offered to bandits. We can stay on that. I mean, we can allow our sentiments flourish inside of us, and at least give me something on the topic. I'm really trying to entertain your sentiments here, whether you're Muslim, a Christian, Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba. I mean, this is the Nigeria here, and our realities are sometimes difficult. I mean, look what we have on our plate. So, it's that the Nigerians must determine this Nigeria. You have Yorubas married to Igbos, you have Igbos married to Yorubas, you have Yorubas married to Hausas, and the integration is happening, but we're integrated on a family level, but on a societal level, what do you as a Nigerian, what can you foretell So I'm saying, well, let's reference the situation happening. Bandits have been offered amnesty, given money, given education, and bikes, if we can count that to be worth something. Well, here Nnamdi Kanu is arrested. He's accused of terrorism. Well, let's quickly sum it up. Should he be a free man, given amnesty as well? Maybe cautioned, maybe told to keep quiet and not, you know, continue with propagating the ideology. Then do you want to clap for the government and say, you know what, good job, but you see Nnamdi Kanu down? Banditry to go. Insecurity to go. Inflation to go. If there's going to be a Nigeria, well, here are the issues. Let's talk about that. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you, lady. What's your name?
Yes, Joyce. Yeah. Joyce. I love this man called Kanu.
Okay.
I love him.
What's
so
your
much.
Name?
He's struggling and fighting for his people, but his people have failed him. They failed him because they don't seem to realize what he's doing for them.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Bola.
Welcome, Bola. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So, Nigeria, everyone should go their separate ways because Nigeria is a complex state. It's too big for one weak man to rule, which he has been doing and he has failed. So,
don't you think, don't you appreciate the government and their efforts towards security and trying to deal with insecurity?
Yes.
Oh, you appreciate them for that. Okay.
I appreciate him, yes.
Okay.
I love him.
Oh, well, I'm saying the government.
I love him for his courage.
Oh, wow.
I don't.
You're not. I think you have ideas in your head. You're not even listening to what I'm saying. Well, you know what? I'm grateful nonetheless. Thank you very much for making it this far. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Rhoda.
Welcome, Rhoda. First time caller. Thank you very much for calling. Turn off your radio, lady. Please.
Okay.
No. Turn off your radio.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead real quick. We don't have time. Don't take all of it.
So, Joyce, I want to know. I want to ask.
Is it the English or is it the stress? Just the whole Nigerian stress. Which one is it?
I don't know why they arrested Nnamdi Kanu.
Oh.
Is he a terrorist?
Well, you know, he's the leader of the proscribed group. So under Nigerian law, he's said to be a terrorist, the leader of a terrorist group. I know you might want to disagree. It would appear by your tone you disagree.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I disagree. The bandits have been there way long. Bandits, Boko Haram, they have not been able to do anything about them.
Well, they're trying. It's just that these guys are very stubborn.
Yeah,
they won't stop banditry. They won't stop, you know, squeezing the government for money. They won't stop. Yeah. So doesn't Nnamdi Kanu deserve amnesty? Nigeria Info, Sam is here on the sunny side. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to contribute on this issue. Kanu is just a messenger. Kanu is just a messenger. You can kill the messenger, but you cannot kill the message. The message will continue for a very long time. I'm an old man, but let me tell you that the Igbos have not been well treated. I was here during the Civil War. I was here after the Civil War. Oh, like the first man that spoke with you said, they have not been well integrated into the country. These are people that are very enterprising. Nigerians are supposed to have benefited much from them. But these people have been ignored day in, day out.
All right. Do you think he deserves amnesty? I mean, let's quickly move on to that. Do you think he deserves
amnesty? That we shouldn't mention it. You are belittling the matter where you are talking about amnesty.
You misunderstand
to the whole Eastern Africa.
No, you misunderstand me when I say that. He has been captured. Government call him a terrorist. Do you understand that?
The mentioning IPOB as a terrorist was wrong in the beginning.
Who are you blaming, me or the government?
The government.
So I'm referencing what the government said, and I'm asking you as a Nigerian, by government standards, government, you said, offered amnesty to bandits. Doesn't Nnamdi Kanu deserve it? It could be rhetoric at the back of your mind. Give me an answer, my brother. This could be rhetorical. No. You get what I mean? Like, so no. they've offered...
They shouldn't give him amnesty. If they want to treat him as a criminal... So be it.
Okay.
But let me tell you that he is not a criminal.
Okay.
They have the yam and they have the cutlass. Let them cut as they want to eat.
Oh, well, that's a better answer. Well, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you.
What's your name?
I want to just contribute small thing about this arresting of this man, Nnamdi Kanu.
So, thank God it's small. You have 50 seconds. Real quick, run.
Okay. Nnamdi Kanu, I suggested this is the big, better solution for Nigeria to arrest him.
Good.
Because he's a terrorist. Everybody knows.
All
anyone
right.
That is bringing any issue about him, about not arresting him, I think he's also a terrorist like him.
Okay.
Because we are one Nigerian and one unit.
Yeah.
If we continue having this kind of people, the country will never be better.
Do you think he deserves amnesty if we compare him to, say, bandits from the north? Does he deserve amnesty as they have been offered amnesty?
Never.
All right then. Well, thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're off on a break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Apollo, my guy. How every now?
Bencho, what thing now? Eh? That's money you just call me.
See, 9 mobile, they give me call bonus when I love you finish. Now all my guys go here out.
If you never recharge your 9 mobile line for 40 days or more, recharge 200 naira and above, and we go summon you 6 times your recharge and double data bonus.
Apollo, my guy.
Bencho, I go block you now. I go block you now. You can see him.
Terms and conditions day. 9 mobile.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk. The sunny side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, I'm glad to have you here. We have a few more minutes on this topic and then we segue to something else. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Yeah.
This is Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Thank you very much.
Joyce.
Hmm?
Your last caller said anybody that supports Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist. And anybody that supports him is a terrorist. Okay. Now, as I support Nnamdi Kanu, that means I'm a terrorist.
Well, yeah.
Okay. If I'm a terrorist, his wife and his children, including him, his father and his mother is a terrorist also. It's like that.
I thought you were even going to do something more intricate and maybe even more funny.
No, the only thing now, his wife, his children...
No, believe me, I thought you were
going to...
Wait.
Yeah, village members, they are kindred. They are all terrorists.
Relax. I thought you were going to do something even more calculated. Like, so would he say, no, the Sheikh Gumi, who's spokesperson for the bandits...
I never wanted to put mouth for the matter before. But because of a terrorist come, that means you have to attack the terrorist that came, including him and his generation.
Don't get angry. I mean, things are hard as they are already, so we need understanding to be able to deal with the issues. I even thought you would say, so are we going to say the Sheikh Gumi is a terrorist, you know, which would have been a solid pointer. But then again, since you missed your opportunity, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you?
I'm fine, good afternoon.
No, honey, quick, time, babe, time. You're talking like you're sleeping. Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's your name?
Yeah. I want to know why the Northerners are afraid of going their separate ways.
Uh-oh.
Why are they so much afraid? If someone visits you in your house and you are not welcome, why wouldn't you go your way?
Hold on a second. Can we stay on the topic?
Eh?
Relax. Why?
Hello, are you hearing?
Yeah, but you're not on the topic, so can I redirect that?
I said the land, they can't do this or that. What of Sheikh Gumi? What are they doing to him?
Uh-huh.
Somebody is associating with the bandits. You cannot call him to order. You see, now the kind that is agitating for his people.
All right.
I start with NNPC.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
After the service, the personnel manager has the guts to ask me. If she has the guts to ask me, how do we know that this company is existing? They have to confirm all the Northerners there. We are about 5 Igbo people there. They couldn't confirm us.
She asked you, how did you know the company exists?
How How did I know that that company is in there? They posted me that I don't know the company from there.
What does she mean by that question? Like, what does she mean by...
That's what the woman asked me. I don't understand the question. When we finished the service, they confirmed five people there. All the Northern are there. They confirmed them. The Igbo people, they asked them to go.
What kind of question?
It's not that, that I know... It's not that I understood it. What played out then?
Yeah, so you just got it.
If you are treated that way, how will you be? How will you be happy?
Yeah.
I don't know what. I was not born during the war. I don't know what. But you see what is playing out, you will be angry. So I don't know what they're saying. If they're handling now the card anyway, they will.
You sound like you're still angry. I'm not even sure what's offending you. Whether it was a question the woman asked you, or is this a Nnamdi Kanu arrest? But you know. Yeah.
I know. I have this at the back of my mind. But some other things are happening.
Yeah, it kind of triggers you. I get that.
I don't know. If the Igbo said they want to go, they should allow them to go. As simple as that.
Actually, they say the referendum, not even go. They say, well, let's have a referendum.
They want to go. Let them go.
Let them go.
I don't know what the Northerners are benefiting from them. You don't want to allow them to go. You're weighing them down, Seb. You're weighing them down. Allow them to go.
You just called to vent. You didn't even answer any of my questions, but thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Good afternoon. I'm happy to have you. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name and you can move ahead real quick.
My name is Musa Colin.
Thank you very much.
Madam George. Number one in this country, we need.
Sorry.
We need in this country.
Exactly. So what do you think? Do you think the government is doing something right towards a direction of peace?
Not amnesty. That question is not supposed to be here.
Why not?
We're not supposed to give up amnesty. Look at the people they arrested before and the baby. You now fly from the country out, beginning to control, causing violence, burning police station, and killing our officers. And you say we should grant him amnesty.
I want to compare it to something. Remember that even the bandits from the north were granted amnesty.
I'm trying to tell you. How can you compare bully that is preaching peace with the person that is preaching terrorism? How can you compare bully?
I mean bandits who were offered, my brother, bandits.
To tell them to please step down for government. What do you want? And those people are crying that some people are carrying their cow.
But you also have to remember that Gumi has said that government should pay the bandits. My friend.
Can you compare with the person?
Wait. You remember that Gumi has also asked government to pay the bandits. And at some point, you have to say, well, government is burdened with too much work already. Now government has to breastfeed bandits. But wait, though. The bandits were offered amnesty. So I'm just trying to draw a similarity. Do you get it? So does he deserve to be free just the same way government is saying, well, if the bandits give up their arms, they're going to be free too?
If you are asking my mind,
yeah.
Even the one who is doing itself, I'm not in support. So we only need peace. Let government continue to take action like that.
Okay.
Anywhere they let them feed them out.
Let me quickly ask you, when you judge the government's action between what has happened now with Nnamdi Kanu and what has been happening with banditry, do you clap for the government or do you draw their ear?
I support government 100%.
But do you think they're doing everything that they can? Because banditry is still here. Yesterday, someone in Zamfara was killed. No, you misunderstand. I'm not saying that you're supporting. I'm just saying that are we working quick enough to deal with banditry? I'm not saying that you're supporting them. I'm just saying, do you think the government is working? I mean, look at how quickly they arrested this guy. Good. But is the government working quick enough in the same measure to deal with banditry? Our food prices are going up. Farmers are not on the farm. Do you get it? You don't. Well, you say you want peace, and I can put that to your name. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello.
Good afternoon,
Jen. Yeah, good afternoon, lady. We're happy to have you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead real quick. Speak up, all right? Go ahead.
My name is Anastasia.
Thank you.
You asked if Nnamdi Kanu should be granted amnesty.
Well, yeah, in comparison to the bandits, yeah.
I said capital no.
Oh, okay.
If a terrorist, he should be behind jail where he belongs.
Okay.
He is nothing more than Osama bin Laden. They are both of the same kind.
Uh-oh.
He's a lunatic, just like Osama bin Laden.
Uh-oh.
Both of them.
Okay.
Have you listened to his comments?
No, I don't follow. I don't know him.
You don't follow. I've listened to his radio broadcast.
Okay.
He speaks like somebody with mental problems. He should be behind bars.
Okay. All right.
Someone said that if something happens to him, heaven will lose. Remind that person that Osama bin Laden has been killed by United States government and nothing happened. Same thing with Kano. If Kano dies tomorrow, nothing will happen. He's a terrorist.
All right.
He's bringing this country down. Okay. We don't need
pressure. I'm fine.
Enugu State.
Okay.
I'm an Igbo woman. I'm from Enugu State.
Yeah.
I don't support his way. I will rather follow Ralph Wazrike, who follow legal means.
Okay.
To get
good.
Than this terrorist as.
Beautiful.
Committed.
Now, when we judge, you know, we want one Nigeria. When we judge the government's actions towards dealing with banditry, everything you have heard, watched and seen, do you think the government is actually doing enough to fix banditry? Look at the pace at which Nnamdi Kanu was nipped in the bud. Do you think the government is doing enough? Do you clap for them?
Yeah. Government is right. Banditry is not one man. You can't get one of them. They are littered everywhere. So
did you hear the audio I played from Sheikh Gumi? Did you hear that? Do I play it again for you to entertain you?
Maybe I should hear it again.
You deserve to hear it. And thank you very much for calling. Don't go anywhere. I want to entertain you with this. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nobody invited me for questioning or any arrest. I can categorically say that. But since when I venture into the forest, I go there with full security, with the police, with the knowledge of the SS, with the government officials, with the traditional rulers, and with the Fulani leaders. I never went alone. So all along, I've been doing it with the government, and there is no any difference between us and the authority. So people should have their peace.
No difference between us and the authorities. He says, everything I've been doing, I've done it with the knowledge of the government. Clap for the government. Clap for the government. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Well, I hope the last caller didn't miss that. Yeah. Welcome to the show. How are you? Good afternoon, Tia. Hello. Can you hear
Hello,
us?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, it's the only amnesty.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Uchenna. Calling from Ibafo.
Okay.
The only amnesty that Nnamdi Kanu will take is Biafran. No any other amnesty again that he deserves. That's Biafran. Only Biafran nation. That is the only amnesty that Nnamdi Kanu will take from anybody. So let them go with their fucking amnesty.
Well, swear word. Swear word. No swear word. Yeah. I think Nigerians are stressed out. I think Nigerians, one more. Last caller. Last one, because we have to go to language and interpretations. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Yeah, good afternoon. Happy to have you.
This is Emma. I'm calling from Nkai.
Yeah.
I mean, for a long time, I'm trying to stay away from Nigerian politics and then all these shenanigans that is happening.
You said shenanigans. One, there's insecurity, but Sheikh Gumi says peace. Oh, boy. Oh boy!
I think to my knowledge, I can never call Nnamdi Kanu a terrorist.
Oh, okay.
Neither for somebody call Nnamdi Kanu a terrorist in my presence, and that person will go scot-free. I will educate that person.
No, wait. What? You educate the person?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Education. We need more education.
The question that federal government themselves that they are blind. Leading by a particular group of people coming from a particular region. When we speak now, some people will say we should go to the right way. Where? The senators that come from most of their population come from a particular region that themselves, they doesn't want to see that region, mobilizing or didn't see the region enhancing. Are you trying to tell me that Sheikh Gumi himself, we have a question that we are still grammaring and calling?
What question do you have for him?
Who is Sheikh Gumi first?
But he's telling you that everything he's doing, that the government is aware, so he's not betraying, he's not breaking law, like he's seeking permission to do what he's doing.
who are the government? What ideology do they have for the nation?
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, Joyce. The question that I asked Nnamdi Kanu is that, what do you want? I need Biafra. I mean, in which way?
Okay. Right? I don't think, so you know what? The government is going to have to make that decision. But in the immediate, I'm comparing the tag on his back, which is that he's been accused of terrorism, yeah?
I mean, Nnamdi Kanu is not a terrorist, and I can bet you that. I'm from northern Nigeria, southern Kaduna, to be precise.
Yeah.
Nnamdi Kanu is not a terrorist.
Yeah.
Nnamdi Kanu is not a terrorist.
So he deserves to be a free man.
He deserves to be a free man, and he deserves to preach whatsoever that. So if another region in the northern Nigeria will call for a war in a particular region and nobody will be questioning, then who are you to question Nnamdi Kanu just because you see that he doesn't have upper hand in the government?
Wow.
What are you trying to tell me?
This is very complex.
You're saying that they have been killing our armed forces. I mean, to hell with you. How many soldiers have been dying? I mean, dying in Zamisa Forest.
Wow.
How many police have been dying? who raised that question?
Well, you know, the government wants one Nigeria.
And they're still that government. I mean, which government?
Well, I mean, you are in a country. There is a government. You sound like you're a foreigner.
I'm sorry, Joyce. I'm not in a country that there is government. I'm in a country. Sort of a people that they are looking for power to excel themselves. Not government. This is not government.
You don't think the government is fair? You don't think they are just? You don't think that
they are
there's balance?
Nothing. Okay. They are doing nothing. As far as I come from a region that the government themselves, they are promoting insurgents. I don't think there is government.
All right.
Nnamdi Kanu is not a terrorist. And any other person, like when Mr. Frank was reacting, the other guy that was saying, somebody that's supporting Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist. And I support Nnamdi Kanu.
Wow. And you're from the north. You see
I'm
how
from
complex
the north,
this is?
And I can give you facts why I'm so I support Nnamdi Kanu.
It's all right. So you believe that the government should treat this sensibly, intelligently, and in order for there to be peace, everybody needs to be on that table, yeah?
Yes. Let's have a round table.
Yeah.
To discuss Nnamdi Kanu has a reason of doing this. And the people over there, do you have support?
Brilliant.
Yes. If you are treating him as a terrorist, did you think that we that we support him, we will sit aloof and look what the government is doing to him? Never. I'm from the northern Nigeria. Never. I believe me, you never.
Wow. Look, my brother, one Nigeria. Thank you very much. Off on a break. When we come back, language and interpretations. Hopefully this gets to douse the heat. We'll be right back.